It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Check one, two.
Chickity, check, check, checking things out.
Right, shit. And on that note,
all right, back to an American accent. I think this was so difficult last
time. That was so dumb. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the worst podcast ever, season 2, episode 9. I'm your host, Danny Two Times,
and I'm your host, Janice 2. Motherfucking O. What's up?
What's up, Janice? What's up, listeners? Good to be back again. We have the most insane topics in the news that you need to hear immediately because they pertain directly to your safety.
You will have a terrible time. However, you're going to want to listen to this.
So for our topics today, guys, we got topic number 1, tree people.
The tree is talking.
Tree.
This is a very pressing and also a very divisive issue that we're going to break down. Where are they? How can you stay safe? What can you do about tree people in your area? Topic number 2 for today. The first transmission of alien music. We have it. We're the only station that has it, and we're going to play it live on air. Tonight,
you'll hear it in the recording
in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And topic number 3 today, guys, we got scientists predict bees to multiply by 500% by the year 2030. Is this good or bad? We're gonna break it down.
And then for our celebrity news,
it's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
We've got Joe Rogan on the docket today. So stick around for that. We're going to tell you what he's doing, and it's not the first time he's done it.
He's up to his old tricks again.
Yep.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into topic number 1. Okay, guys, so tree people.
Tree? I am no tree.
Let's start off by just defining what tree people are. This is a relatively new health issue in the news media right now. Tree people are basically people, those who have become trees. This is either by spending copious amounts of time in wooded areas or performing some kind of tree ritual where in which the caster of the ritual will become a tree or at least 50% bark.
Their attacks are sporadic, deliberate, and seemingly premeditated.
Now, are they attacking people that are, like chopping down trees or some rambunctious teenagers camping and, the trees come out. And they like to grab as well with their little wooden arms, right?
That's all that can be quantified at this time is that their main attack, their ultimate, if you will, is the grab.
Yes.
And once you are in the grab, you are virtually helpless. No one knows if the people that have been taken are living, where they've been placed.
Well,
do they have food and water? Are they living?
We think that they're becoming tree people when they get taken.
That is what Joey reported. So we sent out Joey, our intern, into the field to inspect the tree people. And he did come back with some horrifying news.
Well, he was also halfway through the treeifying process. He was like, what, like 37% bark?
Yeah, he was becoming tree.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was a sight to behold. He was in so much
not
pain.
Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
I felt so bad for him. We should probably check on him.
Should we? Nah, we don't need to pay him.
It's been 4 days. Oh, pay him? No, he's getting valuable industry experience. He doesn't need money. These millennials, these Gen Z, they
don't, different generations.
They don't want to work. Or Gen X, or I don't know.
Yeah, no one wants to work anymore, it seems. But we got Joey, and he's a good one. So,
well, yeah. Shout out to Joey. So according to the research, a team of Canadian scientists back in 2017 were actually conducting the first studies on this. They went into an afflicted forest zone that some of the locals were reporting had some tree people activity. So that there are actually some white papers and studies out there that you can look up on the subject. They were not able to do a conclusive study because the entire team was captured by the tree people.
Nobody cares for the woods
and so
anymore.
They kind of just like added to their army of tree people. So we think there are about at least 10,000 tree people at the moment. Most concentrated areas would be anywhere up north, north of the country, like, yeah, especially around the North Pole. Those are the Arctic tree people, so their bark is like hard as cold rolled steel.
Scary stuff, really scary stuff. No one knows their motives. Again, that is the biggest concern, so no one is safe.
Yeah, they're very unpredictable because like we said before, they don't just target the lumberjack type, you know, typically, you know, when you're playing Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, sometimes when you go to chop down a tree, it will come alive and chase you around and pretty much one shot you sometimes.
Nice.
So
biting, that's breaking, hacking, burning.
It's like worse than that because they're just attacking anybody willy nilly. And they'll take their little stubby wooden arms, and before you even know it, you're like, rah! Like they're gonna grab you. And then they kind of absorb you into their trunk. I heard that it is a absolutely terrifying experience.
Oh my God!
Even worse than a Dementor's kiss.
That's cold.
Yeah, guys. So important thing to note here: if you want to see the afflicted areas, you want to see if tree people are in your area, head over to treepeopleheatmap.gov. You'll see a heat map of affected areas. Red means extremely dangerous, many tree people. Green means there's still some tree people because it's green and there are like leaves and shit. And then anything yellow, that's you're probably fine. You can probably go there.
Cool. Great work. Great work.
All right. So, yeah, watch out for that. Anyway, guys, topic number two. The first transmission of alien music has been captured. And we are the only station that has it. And we're going to listen to it right now. Do a live reaction. Here we go. First ever live alien music transmission.
I'm so excited.
3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
It's definitely another language.
It's scrambling my brain. That wow. Was so bad. I'm so sorry.
I wonder how it goes, though. Like, I wonder how the rest of the song, like, how does it end?
I don't wonder that, and I have no interest in ever hearing or playing that. I'm going to destroy my computer.
There is the potential that listening to that could be dangerous. we don't know the effects of these.
I feel very strange. And so anyone that just listened to that as well,
call out of work today.
You are affected as
you
well.
You should not drive or operate heavy machinery.
My skin is, my skin feels weird.
It looks like you're turning into an alien, actually.
I feel like an alien.
That tracks.
All right, guys. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that visit, was the track.
Visit your doctor. Get a same-day sick visit today because the alien transmission is now inside of your brain, causing all kinds of mutations to your DNA. Could be a good thing. Could be good, could be bad. But, you know, you could wind up... either with some kind of cool superpower, maybe, or you could just turn into a puddle of mutated slime, which is not what you want. Okay.
All right, so for topic number three today, we have a crazy new statistic. Scientists now predict the bee population to multiply by 500%. Why? Due to a strange global warming loophole. Mm. The question is this good or bad?
Right. So obviously we're low on bees. They're we're at risk of facing a bee extinction, which could then cause catastrophic catastrophic chain of events.
Well, we were up until this study came out. So now we know that the bee populations. So on one hand, it's good because that problem has been solved, but now it's bad because what are we going to do with 500% more bees? What would that number be? What's the current bee population?
So we still have 6 years. This is supposed to take effect immediately on 2030, around that time. And so... the bee population will increase by 500%. Janice 2.0, what is the current bee population right now?
There are currently 133.5 billion bees.
Okay, so yeah, so right now we have 133.5 billion. But by 2030, we'll have 500% more, which will be 667.5 billion bees.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Fuck cicadas. You're telling me that I'm going to have to dip, duck, dive, duck, and dodge that many bees on my daily walks for my stupid mental health?
Yes. So
fuck.
Obviously the flowers and the pollination aspect of this, great for our planet. But of course, swarms of bees, very inconvenient for pretty much anyone who just wants to go outside for anything.
That's insanity. And that's just an average. There are between 20,000 to 80,000 bees in a colony, so the number could truly be much higher.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to have to live with. So will all the Save the Bee... organizations just fizzle out? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, we definitely don't want to create more bees because now that the 500% increase is coming, you know, we don't really want to be spending money and
but
resources.
Does that mean that we should then eliminate the bees because there's too much of a bee population? Is that ethical?
Think
of the pathos here. Look, think about the bee families that will be torn.
So we've all seen Bee Movie.
They're sentient.
Yeah. So, you know, the award-winning Emmy.
Jerry Seinfeld's greatest creation.
Yeah. Just timeless classic Bee Movie, critically acclaimed film. Probably the best, most rational movie that I've ever seen. We all know what happens in that movie. They have feelings. They have emotions. They have relationships, families.
Whole cities, really. Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Government. It's pretty crazy. So anyway, shall we get into celebrity news?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hit the celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
All right. Well, Joe Rogan is in the news again.
God.
This man is at it again. Joe Rogan is on a kicking spree once more in the Austin, Texas area.
There's a tremendous amount of torque in this kick and a tremendous amount of power. It's the most powerful kick, I think.
So, if you're in that area, watch out. He's been known to just kind of run up to you and just deliver a devastating roundhouse.
Roundhouse kick.
Generally around the mid-side rib cage area. Very painful, very destructive. You can actually look up on, there are a couple TikToks and YouTube shorts of Joe Rogan just like kicking a heavy bag, and it's like a 200-pound heavy bag, and the dude, it like sends it across the room. So you can imagine that happening to you. I'm imagining you are probably a frail individual, just generally speaking. And if you're just walking down the street going to get your morning coffee, if you see Joe Rogan sprinting towards you, get out. Just run the other way as fast as you can, which probably won't do much good because he's also extremely fast.
That's crazy. I can't believe Joe Rogan is getting away with it again. It was kind of funny the first time.
Back in 2009.
Yeah.
Because I respected
him. I was also a kid back then, so I thought everything was hilarious.
Well, he had Fear Factor going on, which was probably the best show of that time period. Like, there's
reality
nothing.
Reality TV will not get better than Fear Factor.
Yeah, like the stupid Squid Game.
There.
The Squid Game show, like they shot him with like paintballs or something. And then it's like, oh. And then there really wasn't much else that was like.
Joe Rogan had
physically
people,
dangerous. Yeah.
Joe Rogan had people cuddling with scorpions, slurping down worms.
He had people submerged by scorpions.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Like cuddly, like it was a joke. Cuddling with scorpions.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to jump out of helicopters. You had to take like showers of blood. You had to like eat gigantic like cricket spider scorpion things. That shit was insane. That's probably why it probably got like complaints or something. Why would you remove such a great staple of television like that? And now we just got all this stupid pansy shit. Squid Game.
Fake marriages for the sake of TV.
Yeah. I need to see people eating spiders, man. Like that is.
I want to see people willingly pushing their limits on television.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah. So guys, if you are in the Austin, Texas area, if you, some signs to look out for, you can hear some huffing and puffing. That usually means he's like around the corner. You might hear some you might hear someone like talking about Alpha Brain or some kind of weird supplement. That's also very likely to be Joe Rogan.
Okay, so wait, I'm getting a live update on this incident right now.
Okay.
He has fled the Austin, Texas area and is on his way north.
Oh, shit. He's listening to the podcast. Fuck. You know, I know he has the Joe Rogan experience and everything. I just didn't realize he listened to, like, small podcasts like ours. Shit. So I guess he's pissed and he's kind of...
He's pissed. He might be on his way here. Fuck.
Yeah, so Joe Rogan broke the land speed record back in 2011. So he can run actually 115 miles per hour at full power. So it's not the full moon right now. So he's not at full power. But I think, wait, let me look it up real quick. Oh, shit. Tonight is a full moon. Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Bad timing.
All right.
Really bad timing on our part. All right, well.
We're going to have to hunker down and prepare for that.
Yeah, we got to. We're going to have to board up the studio.
So,
again.
And, we're going to have to put the body armor on. Cops are useless because.
Raise the drawbridge.
They don't believe us. Okay. So
let's check the Gmail.
Yeah, let's cap it off here with checking the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, we got a Gmail. Oh, by the way, guys, if you want to write into the podcast, send an email to DannyMF2Times with the number 2 at gmail.com. You can tell us about topics you want us to cover, ask us questions, or you can just insult us. It's fine.
Again, that is DannyMF, the number 2, T-I-M-E-S, at gmail.com. At gmail.com.
Anyway, we have...
Let's do this one.
Yeah, let's... This one from it says it's from Collector.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's spelled
from Mortal, like literally collect the Collector from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's spelled with a K, so it's Collector. Which, by the way, if you don't know who that is, it's a strange humanoid being with four arms that throws potions at you. Okay. Subject line: the ritual is complete.
The ritual. Oh no.
All right. Collector writes in. He says, "Hi, Danny and Janice. Can you feel it now? The full moon is upon us. Soon your power will be mine."
Bitch, please. Try to take my power.
Hmm.
I am more powerful than you, Collector.
He's also got like a very professional email signature. It says, "Best regards, Collector Expert SEO Services. We help your website rank number 1 on Google." I mean, that's... I might call him because I have a website. I need some help ranking on Google. He might be good with helping the podcast rank as well. I'm gonna have to hit him up about that after this whole ritual thing clears up. Not really sure what that's about. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out.
We will indeed.
Joe Rogan's coming here, and now I guess Collector's coming here too. So we got a lot of people coming over.
I think Collector
everyone's
just
coming over.
Collector put a spell on us.
Everyone's coming over.
Papa's coming over. Gigi's coming over. Everybody's coming over.
Put the mozzarella in the fucking dinner tray and put it in the oven. What the fuck
Anthony?
Are you doing?
The fuck are you doing? You put that fucking sauce. I swear to God, Johnny, if you don't take that sauce, I'm going to shove it in your ass.
Yeah, you want to help? You want to help? Chop the garlic.
Chop the garlic.
Chop the garlic.
Chop the garlic. Chop! Chop. Chop the garlic. Chop the garlic. Chop.
Chop her down! Chop her down!
Chop the garlic. Okay. All right.
All right, then.
Well, from all of us here at the worst podcast ever, we hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye.